12 for this morning. An east to northeast wind at 4. Barometer is at 30.09, and no precipitation today. It was 22 at midnight. Right now it's 21 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three Americans freed by China back on U.S. soil. Three Chinese prisoners released in the swap. One of the Americans had been held since 2022. He was accused of drug possession in China, but Beijing never provided any evidence of that and was arrested during a business trip. 2 million people expected to line the route for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. Rain is expected, but that's not dampening the spirit, says ABC's Phil Tate.
There is just such an energy out here as many of these balloons, including a mini right there. She looks pretty excited to me as she'll be making her debut in just a short time. Many of these floats are also ready to go. I do have my umbrella up, folks. I do have the umbrella up just to make sure that we are dry, but the parade will go on no matter what. So much excitement out here.
And no credible threats detected in New York, but security is tight. Russia conducting a massive attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructure overnight, firing nearly 200 missiles and drones. This is ABC News. Back in the spotlight, the 1996 murder of 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey. She was found dead in the basement of her home in Colorado the day after Christmas. Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern is giving an annual update.
In the interest of transparency, I also think it's important for the community to know that our department has had ongoing conversations with JonBenet's family, the last of which occurred in mid-2024, and we are committed to continued open dialogue.
Earlier this month, JonBenet's father said they are asking police to do more with DNA technology to look for her killer. Police say any assertion that they are not pursuing leads is false. Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has asked a judge to toss the guilty verdicts that forced his resignation and grant a new trial on bribery charges. His lawyers say improper evidence was put in front of the jury. Amazon workers around the world are set to walk off in one of the busiest days in protest tomorrow. It's an annual effort to push for more pay. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where all they do is all about you.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
David Joplin scored 27, and Cam Jones and Demarius Owens each added 14 to lead number 10 Marquette to a 94-59 win over Stonehill on Wednesday night. Joplin made his first five shots, including 3 three-pointers, and was 10 for 12 from the field. Elsewhere, Darius Johnson made a career-high 8 three-pointers and scored 28, leading UCF to an 84-76 victory over Milwaukee. In action from last night elsewhere in college basketball, West Virginia with the upset against number 3 Gonzaga by a final of 86-78. Michigan State 94-91 over North Carolina. Also, Michigan beat Xavier 78-53. From the NBA, the Clippers 121, Washington 96, Orlando 133. It was Chicago 119, Miami 98, Charlotte 94, Indiana 121, Portland 114, Atlanta 135, Cleveland 124. In overtime, Houston 122, Philadelphia 115, Dallas 129, New York 114, Toronto 119, New Orleans 93, Memphis 131, Detroit 111, Sacramento 115, Minnesota 104. The Lakers got the win against San Antonio 119-101, Denver 122, Utah 103, Brooklyn over Phoenix 127-117, and Oklahoma City beat Golden State 105-101. From the NHL, Chicago 6-2 over Dallas, St. Louis 3-0 over New Jersey, Minnesota 1-0 over Buffalo. Today's forecast calls for a high of 30 with the possibility of some light snow later on. Maybe a dusting possible, some light snow tonight, a low of 14. Lingering flurries possible Friday and a high of 25. Right now, the winds have picked up a little bit out of the east at 8 miles per hour. We are at our overnight low, which is 21 degrees. Good morning from WRCO. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Ann Wilson on WRCO as we get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin, a feast of football. June's Bears play in the Lions right away today at around 11:30 kickoff time. So I'm not exactly sure what I'll be in charge of at that time. I did have to brine the turkey, so that's been happening overnight. And then I'll get the big bird in the oven. We're not eating till later today. So well after the fact that the Bears and Lions are playing, they'll be done. And so somewhere probably late afternoon or so. So I'll be starving until that time. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, smell all that good food cooking. Like, oh man, what time is it? When do we eat? Oh, okay. So I bought a few little tasty snacks to eat along the way. And then, of course, I'll be too full to eat by 4 o'clock this afternoon or whenever.
She used to be somebody's baby. Somebody's girl.
She used to be somebody's
lady.
She used to be
somebody's world.
And before you start acting like the king of the mountain, you better hear one thing, Jack. Somebody wants her back.
Somebody,
yeah,
wants
somebody
her.
Wants her back.
Somebody really wants her.
Somebody wants her back.
Somebody wants her,
yeah,
back.
Yeah, somebody wants her back. But she used to be
somebody's baby. Somebody's girl.
She used to be
somebody's lady. She used to be somebody's world.
And before you start acting like the king of the mountain, you better hear one thing, Jack.
back. Somebody wants her back.
Somebody
wants her back.
Somebody,
yeah, yeah. Somebody wants her back.
Somebody wants her back.
You came in. See you come until you were gone. I had it figured right down to the letter, but you never figured into my plans. But everything's gonna be different from now on. 'Cause she used to be
somebody's baby,
somebody's girl. She used to be
somebody's lady. She used to be somebody's world.
You start acting like the king of the mountain. You better hear one thing, Jack. Somebody wants her back.
Somebody
wants her back.
Somebody,
yeah, yeah. Somebody wants her back.
Somebody
wants her back. Better not be spending a lot of your time hanging out downtown. You better be taking care of business back at home. Shoulder, 'cause I might be gaining ground. 'Cause I'm gonna get right back what was my own. My own. 'Cause she used to be
somebody's baby,
somebody's girl. She used to be
somebody's lady.
She used to be
somebody's world.
And before you start acting like the king of the mountain, you better hear one thing, Jack. Somebody wants her back.
Somebody
wants her back.
Somebody wants her back.
Somebody wants her back.
Somebody wants her back.
Oh yeah, somebody wants her back.
Home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, 'cause you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Oh Lord. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do, had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room, laid my eyes upon that barber chair. Oh yeah, it's a macho barbershop. Hair dryers mounted on a rifle rack. Wasn't no mirrors. Barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he is huge, 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and rawhide. Wearing a hard hat, chewing a cigar, and had a t-shirt on that said, "I hate musicians." Threw me in the chair, sneered, and said, "What'll it be, pal?" Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye. I said, "I'm a logger, just up in Coos Bay, Oregon, been topping trees. Quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world." He said, "All right." He gave me a haircut and I walked out of there. My hair was gone. Make Kojak look like Bill Golden. Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now you may think that that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. My hair so long, I start to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff came up and said, "Boy, you got too much hair on your head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag." Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barbershops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner, choir, An usher led me to the barber chair. The barber walked in, started saying grace. Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we are about to receive, may we be truly thankful. Dominus, possum, pox, proboscis, postmortem, et tu, be faithful, a carborundum. He was sort of half Baptist, half Catholic. Kind of Catholic. He started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's a wild man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about liquor and wild women and music and sex and the evils of dancing and the music business in general. Then he looked down at me and he said, "What do you do for a living?" Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Work in bars and casinos, around liquor and wild women. I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and said, "I run this church for lagers." When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Mary Moore Curly if a stranger cuts your hair.
That's Ray Stevens. Yeah, that reminds me, I should have gotten my Thanksgiving haircut. You know, I usually, you know, get it. That'd be about like, what, the third haircut this year? I get my money's worth when I do get them clipped. Back in the day, Mother would always make sure about that. When did you get your haircut last? Well, you better get in there. Or when did you shave last? Anyway, it's 21 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Regular features along the way today. And, of course, we'll lead right into Packer pregame, which is this afternoon at 5, courtesy of the Packer Radio Network, right here on WRCO FM 100.9. Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. This Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals. 2 days packed with incredible savings, from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices. Stock up for the holidays or find the perfect gift. Hurry in because these deals won't last long. Walsh's Ace, your place for savings, selection, and service. In Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss Take and Bake Pies and famous apple cider donuts, still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
Is your vehicle winter ready? At Cornerstone Service, they know the importance of winter tires for safe driving. Don't wait. Now's the time to order your tires before stock runs out. With expert service and reliable brands, Cornerstone Service has you covered for the season ahead. And in honor of Veterans Day, they're offering a 10% discount for veterans throughout the month of November. Call or stop by Cornerstone Service to prepare your vehicle for winter and thank a veteran with every mile.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Down the road a little sideways, cracked a brick when you hit the wall. Yeah, you've had a pocket full of regrets, pull you down faster than a sunset. Hey, it happens to us all. When the cold hard rain just won't quit and you can't see your way out of it, you find your faith that's been lost and shaken.
Rascal Flatts here on FM 100.9, and love is unstoppable. We remind you, a Friends of Blue River Jigsaw Puzzle Competition is planned for Friday night at 7 o'clock at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. Teams of up to four members will compete to complete a 500-piece puzzle. The cost to take part is just $12 per team. And coming up this weekend, Sunday, Kickapoo Cowboy Church will be held. That's at 6 o'clock Sunday night, and will be held at the Old Oak Inn, located in Soldiers Grove. We have many things to be thankful for, certainly as we sit down and get ready to break bread later today. We have to remember to think of Farmer, right? This is James Wesley on FM 100.9.
From the fuel that fills your truck to the coffee in your cup, don't thank the corner store for that early morning rush. Thank a farmer. Yeah, think back to that hayfield, filled with girls and four wheels, sneaking off with her for that first time. You can thank a farmer. Small towns that he built with his two hands. You can thank a farmer. And for this shirt on my back, and these boots on my feet, and them tank top wearing country girls, and them old skin tight blue jeans. I thank a farmer. Yeah, I thank a farmer. Thank a farmer.
James Wesley on FM 100.9 from WRCO Studios. It's 21 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Head to the Spring Green area this weekend for Small Business Saturday. Area businesses will have discounts and sales. Saturday evening, head to Plain for an old-fashioned Chris Kindle market. Street vendors, carriage rides, kids' crafts, a visit from jolly old Santa, and so much more. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, occasional flurries. It could be some light dusting of snow in the area by this evening. A high of 30 today, 14 for a low tonight. It's an east to northeast wind at 5 miles per hour and a cold Thanksgiving morning. It's right now 21 degrees.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The EasyView adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
I'm Phil Mee with a news update. A crash resulted in an eighth OWI arrest for a Tigerton man. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Tuesday night at approximately 9:50, Iowa County Dispatch received a reference of a two-vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 14 at County Highway K in the township of Arena. Emergency services were dispatched and located a semi versus truck crash. A preliminary crash investigation was completed by Iowa County Sheriff's deputies. Their investigation concluded the operator of the truck, James E. Greeley, 65 of Tigerton, was northbound on K and failed to yield to the semi, which was operated by William C. Dula, 58 of Cary, Illinois. Greeley was arrested for operating while intoxicated, eighth offense. Due to Greeley's prior OWI convictions, he was restricted to a .02 prohibited blood alcohol limit. Greeley's initial preliminary breath test was .192, which is 9.6 times the legal limit for him. Greeley remains in custody on a cash bond. Investigators say a bus driver was to blame for driving into the front of a home in western Wisconsin. A school bus leaving the depot in Holman early Tuesday morning crashed into the front of a home. The State Patrol says the bus was in working condition and that the 76-year-old driver was at fault. One person inside the home was injured. The driver will receive citations but does not face charges. A Canadian man who injured a flight attendant while on a flight from Milwaukee faces federal charges. 29-year-old Abdul Al-Jabbar Olea faces one count of interfering with a flight crew. He allegedly struck an attendant and fought with other passengers during a flight from Milwaukee to Dallas earlier this month after getting upset with the service he was getting. Olea had to be restrained by fellow passengers with duct tape after he charged the cabin and tried to open an exit door. He faces up to 20 years on the charges. A final report on THC-contaminated food from a Dane County pizzeria. Public Health Madison and Dane County on Tuesday released its final report detailing an investigation into THC-contaminated menu items accidentally sold in late October from Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton. According to that report, at least 85 people developed symptoms after eating pizza, sandwiches, cheese bread, and garlic bread that were made using oil containing Delta 9. The commercial kitchen used by Famous Yeti's supports several businesses, including a state-licensed operation which makes products containing legal Delta 9. Those affected ranged in age from 1 year old to 91 years old, including 8 people under 18. Division of Forestry Property Manager Beth Fiend says you can get a permit online or at one of the state forest headquarters. They usually cost $5. The permit will let you cut down a balsam or fir tree, and the maximum height allowed is 30 feet from a state forest. Fiend says trees can be cut down in the Brule River, Flambeau River, Governor Earl Peshtigo River, and Governor Knowles, and Northern Highland American Legion State Forests. Trees should not be cut down within 100 feet of any roads or trails, lakes, or designated recreation areas. More info is on the DNR's website. A Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange. Madison police say the victim was trying to buy a cell phone through the Facebook classifieds this week. The sellers wanted cash for the phone, but when the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. Police say you should always do these sorts of trades in a public area. Madison police offer up secure areas at their police stations for that purpose. Thanksgiving dinner may cost you a little less this year, the annual survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says. The holiday feast should cost $57.61 to serve 10 people. That's a 2% drop in prices compared to last year. Some of the items on the Bureau's list include dinner rolls, a relish tray, fresh cranberries, sweet potatoes, stuffing mix, and a 16-pound turkey, which is priced out at just over $25. The full list can be found on the Bureau's website, WFBF.com. Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives who may be on the other side of the political divide for the first time since the election. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here? What do I want to say next that brings me back to why I'm here at this holiday?
Nadler says if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes or take a walk, rather than let things get too contentious. Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to get some ground rules set. The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. It suggests people focus on finding out where the other person is coming from without putting him or her on the defensive, and try to find a common ground before starting an opposing viewpoint. The half-price sale is happening now at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center in Viroqua. From today through Sunday, buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss out on big savings for the whole family on shoes and clothing. Mr. G's is open today through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., with a sale ending this Sunday. But hurry, special orders and layaways aren't included. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meet savings during November.
Choose Mr. G.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 30, a chance of some precipitation, some flurries this afternoon during the day, light snow showers possible with a light dusting this evening early on, a low of 14 tonight, and for Friday, 25 with lingering flurries possible. Friday night, low down to 8, with wind chills near zero overnight, and Saturday mostly sunny and blustery at times with a high of 24. We have an east-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour this morning, and after an earlier reading today of 22, we are at our overnight low. It's 21 degrees.
Y-Connect Wireless is all about big carrier coverage, minus the big carrier headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, Y-Connect Wireless gives you the reliability and speed you need. Backed by a local team you can trust. It's the 5G mobile network you deserve, with amazing customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless, keeping you connected with ease.
All American is your headquarters for Milwaukee M12 heated jackets and apparel. The M12 red lithium battery technology can run up to 8 hours with heating zones on the front and back, and has a quick heat function that warms up 3 times faster than similar products. Browse the Milwaukee heated apparel, including Axis and Tough Shell jackets, hoodies, women's, and more at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Fraser, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic Blue and White Spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree. And kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at a Marquette win and a Packer game coming up tonight under the lights.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Ney with sports. 3 place winners in the state and a longtime coach are the latest selections for the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor. Induction ceremonies are scheduled for Saturday afternoon, December 21st, just before the finals of the annual Richland Center Wrestling Invitational. Honor this year will be Todd Gunderson from the class of 1985, Shay Buck Fish from the class of 1992, Justin Lambries from the class of 1996, and longtime educator and 20-year head wrestling coach at Richland Middle School, Andy Spees. This brings to 82 the number of individuals, along with the 1993 state team tournament squad, now included in the Richland Center High School Wrestling Wall of Honor. Senior forward David Joplin continued his red-hot shooting Wednesday night, scoring 27 points in Marquette's 94-59 win over Stonehill. The Golden Eagles are undefeated after 7 games. Joplin connected on 10 of 12 shots, including 4 of 5 three-pointers. Cam Jones and Demarius Owens had 14 apiece. Marquette was heavily favored and played that way while claiming the 35-point runaway. Here is Marquette's David Joplin.
I was trying to be more aggressive, try to just be who I am, try to get the game going early. I feel like some games were a little more passive, so I want to just try to be aggressive and try to get it started from the jump.
The next action Saturday against Western Carolina at home for Marquette. Bucks coach Doc Rivers told reporters that his team was going to turn it around soon. It has. Milwaukee ranks in the top 10 for defensive efficiency, and Giannis Antetokounmpo has played at an elite level for the last 5 games. The momentum is so strong, the team won without Giannis Monday at Miami. The hot streak comes during a soft spot on the schedule, and the Bucks will have to repeat the success against strong opponents to prove it's real in the coming weeks. The Wisconsin women's basketball team tips off this afternoon in the Cancun Challenge. The Badgers take on San Diego State at 12:30 p.m. The team's 5-1 start is its best in the last 5 seasons. Sarah Williams leads the way by averaging a double-double with almost 20 points and just over a dozen rebounds a game. Wisconsin uses its depth to wear opponents down with all 15 players getting court time. Also in action going on this evening It will be college football, Memphis at Tulane, and during the day, a feast of football. The Bears kick off with Detroit at 11:30 today, the Giants at Dallas kicking off at 3:30, and Miami at Green Bay kicks off tonight at 7:20. Quarterback Jordan Love has talked about taking shots downfield as a quarterback.
It's definitely always tricky. I definitely am a guy who always wants those big plays, put that pressure on the defense and take some of those shots. And, I think it's a credit to the guys we got in the receiver room, too, that I trust those guys to be able to take some of those shots. But, those are the lessons that, I had to learn last year, and I'm continuing to learn. It's just weighing the right time to take those shots, if guys get a step or if we get the right coverage, versus just finding those completions.
5 o'clock pregame today on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. And also last night in college women's action in volleyball, Wisconsin was a winner over Ohio State, 3-2. I'm Phil Nee with sports. Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Little life, a little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view, free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you said, good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and living well. Sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well.
George Strait, Living and Living Well. 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, we'll be here for you today. Thanks for joining us. We're not a turkey hotline, although we have a few turkeys on the air, yours truly included. Here's Ann Murray on FM 100.9.
There's a house on a hill by a worn down withered old mill, and a valley below where the river winds. There's no such thing as bad times, and a soft southern flame. Old Cotton Jenny's her name, and she wakes him up when the sun goes down. And the wheel of love goes round, wheels of love go round. Love go round, love go round. Joyful sound. He ain't got a penny for Cotton Jenny to spend.
It is 7 minutes before 7 o'clock, still a chilly 21 degrees. It appears that will feel like a heat wave, though, in the overnight hours, and especially we're getting into single-digit territory for Friday night as well. Man, you'd think December was getting close. I guess it is, isn't it?
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Few traditions are more special than choosing a Christmas tree. For generations, Tom's Trees has been known for quality and value. The tradition continues. Tom's Trees in Muscadet has a great selection of trees, all priced at $40 each, including the large ones. Tom's Trees is open daily from 9 until 6 for the season at 205 South Wisconsin Avenue in Muscadet. Call 608-604-4860. And happy holidays from Tom's Trees.
It's magic and memories.
Magic and
wonders and wishes.
Wonders
and when it touches
wishes,
your heart,
it feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Christmas is not always happy for everyone. It can be downright sad for many. A time of aloneness that can be suffered but never explained. I remember quite a few sad Christmases. Hindsight, of course, is a great teacher, and in looking back, I find that the sad Christmases were probably the most meaningful. There were no thoughts of personal gifts or a special tree or a family gathering. It was a time of being alone, not necessarily by choice, but by circumstance. In looking back, those Christmases hold a special meaning because it was the discovery of the heart of Christmas that went deep within my being. No trappings, just the thought of a lonely, forlorn couple sheltered in a cold cave where domesticated beasts were housed, and a child born and laid in a feeding trough for animals. The first Christmas was a very lonely Christmas. It was a real Christmas, just as many were and are for those without, because Christmas in those times finds a place within and makes way for the joyous Christmases yet to come. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory. A simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas, from the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Don't be alarmed if you see a little bit of snow today. I was alarmed when I read the forecast this morning because it wasn't in there yesterday, but looks like we could be in line for some light flurries later on, maybe some accumulation. It does make you wonder how it's going to be. Conditions are going to be awfully cold in Green Bay at Lambeau Field for the game tonight, but I've not heard if snow is in their forecast too. That's always interesting. Fun to watch when you're in the warm comfort of your home. When you're Lambeau Field, it might be not that fun, but most people that are there don't really care. Post Malone featuring Luke Combs here on WRCO. Happy Thanksgiving.
I got a sight in my new boyfriend rebinds bibles. Ricky down the road, he resoles red wings. Hell, I got a guy for every damn thing. Oh, that ain't exactly what I'm looking for, 'cause I'm looking for